I appreciate that song, brother. Craig, I'm going to take that to heart. I ain't going to keep you all that long. I'm going to tell you like Elizabeth Taylor told her, seventh heaven, this ain't going to be long. All right. I heard that a while back. It is certainly good to be back here once again tonight. I'm glad for all who decided to return this evening. It is good to have the brethren return to worship God tonight. We especially like to welcome our visitors, anybody that's visiting with us. We're certainly glad to have you come our way. Our preacher is on the road in a gospel meeting, and we hope and pray he's having much success in spreading the gospel down in Eatonton. And we hope and pray that that gospel meeting is successful and that he'll have a safe return back later in the week to be back with us again next week, Lord willing. If you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3. This will be our text tonight. And there's just a few things we want to talk about a little bit tonight. In Philippians chapter 3, this is one of those prison epistles. Verse 13. Brethren, I count it not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the goal of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And as we think about the key word in verse 13 of forgetting those things which are behind, when you think about a child of God, and you think about the call of the gospel, and you had heard the gospel, and most of us here have, and that past life you just left. You see, God has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so now you begin to see things a little bit differently now. It's like someone who used to smoke. You know, they can smoke, but when that person quits smoking, their keen of sense that maybe that has not been destroyed returns. And when they get around someone, you get around someone that smokes, you can tell and you can smell that smoke. Whereas at one time, they were numb to it because that's what they did. But once you refrain from something, you can see it a little bit clear. So you might have told lies like, I don't know what. And then once you obeyed the gospel, you had a change of heart. And so you don't really do that anymore like you used to. And then when you see someone else do it, or even if you do it, it bothers you. That's right. Because you're not a part of that any longer. We're talking about forgetting that which is in the past. That's what we want to do. And since God has called us to a different life, remember the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Actually, that words mean a new creation. You see, in the first Adam we die, in the second Adam we're alive. God created a new creation in the midst of humanity, and that would take place in the church. A different type of people who would have a different type of perspective, who would have a different type of vision, a different outlook, who would have hope. You know, we talk about hope a whole lot. And so you think about your past. Think about where you used to be in years before you became a Christian as to where you are right now. Forgetting those things in the past. You know, being forgetful is not just attributed to a few people. We all can be forgetful. You know, it's always attributed to older people. They forget. But you know what? You forget when you're in your 20s. In your teens, 20s, 30s, doesn't matter. All of us has forgotten something at some point of time. Lots of people experience memory lapses. You know what I'm talking about. You know when we got these new smart cars now. But you know them up, you know the older ones where you got something on your mind and you just turn the car off and you get out and you go, wham! You shut the door and all of a sudden you're like, oh, come on. Everybody been through that, haven't you? And then you look, I done seen it out here, everybody. I done seen y'all out there trying to get back in them keys. It didn't take but a moment, though, and you forgot that. Just that quick. That's what I'm talking about. Or you get ready to go out the door, say, I got everything. Then you shut that door, and now I don't have my keys. Now that's inside the house. Now you're locked outside. Man, I hope my neighbor at home. Your phone in there, everything in there, pocketbook, all. And so sometimes we do forget. We forget to take our medicine. Yeah, so some people forget to do their taxes. You know, taxes just passed. I don't know. Some people forget that. What is it? I don't want to do them. I don't understand that. You know April 15th was coming. Uh-oh, I forgot to do my taxes. Well, you tell the IRS man that when he at your house. All right? We forget to perform a certain task on the job the boss had us to do. And maybe that might be because the boss gave you too much to do. We forget to perform certain, maybe maintenance on the car. You know, you've seen that light on in your car for a while. You've been looking at, okay, I'll take care of it. And then one day your car take care of you. And then you're stuck out there on the road and the car been warning you for I don't know how long. But that's just how we are. Sometimes we forget to do something. Or sometimes we forget when we promise somebody something and we forget to take care of that promise. And they're waiting on us. Sometimes they may have to call us to remind us of the promise that we said we would do. And that's only being human. Sometimes it's unintentional. Sometimes we get distracted. But Paul here is saying, forgetting those things in the past. See, Paul is saying, here are some things you need to intentionally forget. You need to let go of these. There's nothing wrong with letting this go. But you know what? Before I even get to that point, you know, as ironic as that is, there are some things we do not need to forget. Number one, brother, read that, Hebrews 13:2.
Be not forgetful to entertain strangers.
Don't forget to do this.
For thereby some have entertained angels unaware.
Don't, you hear what the Hebrew writers encourage? This is an exhortation. Don't be forgetful to entertain strangers. Number two, brother. Just go right on there.
By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
Okay, so he's in Hebrews 13 still, reading verse 15, and then he's going to read 16.
But to do good and to communicate, forget not for which is sacrifice.
What kind of sacrifices is God pleased with? Read that again, brother. Verse 16.
But to do good.
To do good.
And to communicate.
And to communicate.
Forget not
that. There you go. There is something we must concentrate on. Don't forget this. Now, why is the Hebrew writer encouraging us not to forget that? Keep going. Oh, no, I want you to go back. Go back. Go back to verse 16, chapter 13.
But to do good
and
to communicate, forget not.
There you go.
For which such sacrifices.
With these sacrifices,
God is well pleased.
God is well pleased. That's why you don't want to forget that. That's the part I was emphasizing right there. Don't forget that, brother. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, this man being, watch this, not a forgetful hear. You know, you can hear a lot in a sermon. Hear a lot in the Word of God. Sometimes, you know, when I think about when you leave that sermon, you say, what was most important or what was really pressed upon me, a significant point in the lesson that really honed in for me as I'm listening? Or what is a significant point in a text or scripture as I'm reading that I'm striving not to forget? What is it that I need to hold on to as I try to embark on my new life in Christ? What is it that I need that's going to help me get to heaven? But whoso looketh, that's an action, into what? That perfect law. God's law is perfect. For the law of the Lord is perfect in converting the soul. Here's something that we don't need to forget. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, being not a forgetful hearer. Some things we choose to forget, but this is something that's an imperative. It's a must. It's something you can't let go. If you have to filter out all the other stuff in this world, don't forget what's in the perfect law. The words of life. You need that. All of us need that tonight. You need to allow that word to flush out all of the garbage that used to be in there. It may take time. Meditate, study, to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. It takes work to plant God's word in the heart. For thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Well, how are you going to get it in the heart? You never look at it. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer. It's not enough just to look at it. Let me tell you when you don't forget it. It's when you practice it. You ever heard that saying? If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. Wow. Is that strong? That phraseology is just as true in the spiritual realm. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. Try to keep some of God's word in memory. Sometimes we may not have the Bible before us. Sometimes you may have to go into your own well and pull up the word of God to converse to someone. You ever been in that spot? Oh, yeah. Now, it's good if you do have the Bible with you. But sometimes you may not have it with you. But if you have spent some time with it, give some diligent study and meditation. And you know, you've seen some preachers. I've seen some preachers get up in the pulpit and not open the Bible once and quote every scripture from memory. Now, that's incredible. I haven't gotten nowhere near that point yet, but that is incredible. That took a lot of study. That took a lot of time, looking at God's word and meditating, musing on it to quote the scriptures back to that type of level. So you see, there's some things we don't need to forget. Well, now let's turn our attention back to this. When we get back to Philippians chapter 13, Paul said there were some things he was forgetting that was before. Just as God's word teaches that there's some things we should not forget, at the same time it teaches us there's some things we need to forget. These are things that might pertain to the inner man, our spiritual development, things which must strive to forget if we're going to please God, to be an effective servant in the Lord's vineyard as possibly we can. Let's now ask ourselves, in light of God's word, what is it that we need to learn to forget? Well, first of all, we need to learn to forget the glories and the pleasures of this present world. You know why some people don't come to Christ? They got to give up too much. Oh, yeah. Some people don't come to Christ because you think about some lady that's preaching in some church. Now, when she finally hears the gospel, now she might, you know, everybody's always giving her the accolades, putting her on the back, you're a good, you know, good this, good speaking, good all that. Now all of a sudden she hears the gospel and she find out she can't do that any longer. Now she got to give that up. What if she got a big congregation? What if she makes serious money? Yes, sir, her income is incredible, because these women are growing out here in these churches now. These churches are getting bigger and bigger. Oh yeah, look what you got to give up. Count the cost. Look at the cost. Just to be right with God now. And so you think about that. So she hears the gospel, and thus far she understands the truth, and she realizes she can't do that any longer. Can you imagine her going back to that congregation and say, you know, I can't do this no longer? You're thinking about a change now. Forgetting the past, the pleasures, and the glorification she was receiving. And so all of a sudden now she has to let that go. Is that going to change some status for her? Yes, it will. It's going to change that income. What is she willing to part with? That's right. You see, Jesus said, count the cost before you come. You going to serve me? If any man come to me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Isn't that what Jesus said? Jesus also said in John 9:62, he said, no man having put his hands to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom. When God calls us to service, we can't keep looking back into the past life. God expects us to press on now. You see, because that which is in the past, I can't change. That's been done. I need to let that go. I don't need to let that hang on to me. No matter what it is I've been involved in, I need to let that go now because I have a new perspective in life. I have my master now. I have my Lord. And he says, come. Come to me. I need to realize that. No matter what I was involved in the past, I need to let that past life and those pleasures go. You know, there's some things we need to let go. Number three, Greg, look what Paul wrote concerning himself in Philippians 3:5-7.
Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel.
Okay, let me stop you for a minute. You know why I got him reading this? It's gone in my Bible. I done wore mine out. I said, here, I'm going to get Craig to read that one. Well, go ahead and read it, bro.
Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews.
Yes.
As touching the law, a Pharisee.
Yes.
Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. For what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ.
You hear that? Those things that Paul had a whole lot to brag about, wasn't it? Yes, he did. He was the elite amongst the elite. He had a lot of credentials concerning himself. But then Paul said, what things were gained to me? You know, I love the gist of verse 7. What those things, I count them loss for Christ. Paul realized that there were some things he had to let go if I'm going to hold on to him. And that's the same thing with it. There's some things we have to let go, no matter what that past life was, in order to hold on to Christ. There's some things we need to forget. My friends, Moses understood that. Go to Hebrews 11:25-20. Moses was great, wasn't he? But he could have been great in a different perspective here. Remember Hebrews 11:25-26? Remember that great role of faithful servants of God. Remember, Moses was reared up where? In Egypt. Now look at verse 25 for a minute.
Choosing rather to suffer affliction.
Watch this. Hold it.
The people of God.
Craig just wrote, he chose rather to suffer affliction. Now who chooses that? No, we want the beds of ivory. We want to be at ease, don't we? Mm-hmm. He could have had the best in Egypt. They had reared him to be on that throne, to be just like Pharaoh, to be son of Pharaoh. That's right. He could have had all that the world had to offer. But he chose something different. He chose to suffer instead. You see, that is strange vernacular in our society. That just does not make sense. It doesn't make sense to any one of us. Keep reading, Craig.
Choosing rather to suffer affliction.
He chose to suffer affliction instead, not to be in comfort. He's choosing to forget something. Oh, I got news for you. There's a reason why he's choosing. You know, it's on Let's Make a Deal. What do you want behind that door or that door? Keep going.
Then to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Oh, to enjoy the pleasures of what? Sin?
For a season.
Now, I want you to know something. Look at the words, enjoy it for a season. You know what that is? That ain't but a moment. Compared to eternity, don't you sell out? Don't you sell out? Let's make a deal, the devil says. I'll give you $1 million if you give me your soul. And some of us will really jump on that. Though $1 million ain't much today. Most of us look at this, what? Well, the way they throw around billions and trillions, $1 million ain't much. But you know what? For your soul, that ain't nothing.
What should a man profit if he should gain the whole world? Jesus said, even if you could have the whole world, it ain't worth your soul. What do you have to give in exchange for it? Nothing. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's surely we're going to take nothing out of here. Man labors under the sun all his life to do what? Leave it to the next man. That's what he does. And he chose to suffer affliction. Keep going, Craig.
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches.
Esteeming. You know what he did? He did the proper estimate. He looked at the value of what God had to offer him, which was greater than what Egypt could ever give him. That's where we sell out. We fail to realize God has something to give us that's far greater than anyone could ever give us in this world. There you go. That's why I need to forget what I used to be a part of in the past, like he was. Keep going.
Right. Greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
The recompense.